interception. The rookie out of Virginia Tech in for the injured. Charles Pena Tillman swipes the ball from Michael Crabtree.
Tell me about the moment you found out Charles Tillman was going to be out for the year. You knew it was a process going to take place. You were going
to
move in.
I just think back to the game when he initially got hurt. You know, I'm thinking maybe it's in a couple play thing where I'll come in and he'll be back. But then I ended up playing the rest of that game. And going into the next week, you're just like, you're already preparing to play, you know, because you're one play away. But you're taking on a different role when you're playing every snap.
Those plays in San Francisco you made, those were veteran-type technique, fundamental instincts, reading-type plays.
Kaepernick steps up and now runs. Throws a run. Swiped by Kyle Fuller at his 40 to midfield.
That's what got people thinking, wow, this kid's ready to be an NFL starter right now.
Throughout the years of playing football, you know, you really just, those instincts just come kind of natural. And the biggest thing is going out there and, you know, playing your technique and fundamentals. That's all it comes down to.
Most people think that's just boring.
No,
that's what makes you win, right?
Yep. You can't try to do too much. When you try to do too much, you take yourself out of position and things like that.
General Manager Phil Emery, what he's really impressed with is your run-stopping ability, your tackling, your physicality. Is that an underrated aspect of your game?
I definitely wouldn't say it's underrated. You know, I feel like that's something that all of us back there in the back end, you know, really take pride in.
You got to want to, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that may be the most important part of being able to tackle and, you know, it has an effect on the game. You know, if you can stop the run, you can make them pass. And that's when you can get plays back there.
What's that number 23 mean to you?
Michael Jordan and Devin Hester and plenty of other great guys have worn this number. So, I mean, it means a lot. You know, I know the tradition of this number. But, you know, I just try to come in, you know, do what I have to do, be myself.
Tell me about a family of Fullers. It could be the title of a movie for a football family.
For all of us to, you know, have been able to play at the level we've played, and it's definitely a blessing.
All right, you got a couple of games against the Detroit Lions coming up, which means you'll be facing your brother Corey, and you might have to tackle him. Is it gonna be weird?
I'll be watching the film, and I'm like, picturing me, you know, of course, like making a play against him, so stripping it from him or something like that. It'll be interesting, but I know I won't think about it as much, you know, while I'm out there playing.
Can you take me back to that instant when you got the phone call?
Congratulations, and looking forward to a great career, a great teammate.
And you knew you were going to be a Bear, and explain to me what it meant to be drafted after the investment of all your work.
I didn't know what my reaction was going to be. I didn't know if I was going to cry. I knew my mother was going to cry. And I looked down at my phone, and I finally get the phone call. I'm talking to Phil, Mark Trestman, Coach Hope, and all those guys. And I don't think it really hit me yet.
Well, we're very excited. Glad to get you here. Can't wait to get you here, get to work.
I remember coming up to Chicago the next day, you know, seeing all the fans, and you know, that kind of like, okay, I'm going to like it here.
So what you're telling me, though, is the reception grabbed you by the fans, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me why.
When you have fans that, you know, really, you know, like the Bears and support it, and players like that, you know, so I just felt, I don't know.
You felt home.
Comfortable, yeah. I just felt like this is where I'm supposed to be.